Track 6, continuing with the news stories. Student taking Banksy and Goldie at art tour. Create students from Coombs Head Academy in Newton Abbot, part of Education South West, have visited Bristol for a day out, soaking up the art and culture the city has to offer. The sixth form students visited a whole host of artistic destinations, including the Arnolfini Gallery, where they examined the photography exhibitions, and the M Shed, a museum all about Bristol. The group also went to see the Aquarina by William Pye, which is part of the largest public art commissioned programme in the South West. They visited Nelson Street to take part in a graffiti street art tour, taking in famous large-scale pieces. Finishing their tour at the brand new 200-foot mural by Goldie, which tells the story of the creation of the record label Metal Heads, and also celebrates the music scenes of Bristol and New York. The Create Creative Arts Academy at Coombs Head Academy is home to specialist studios and teachers offering learning in an exciting range of creative courses. It intends to offer a cultural trip like this to students every term and is building them into their curriculum. Its aim is to encourage students to visit new places to broaden their creative and cultural awareness and experiences. Helen Coulson, head teacher at Coombs Head Academy, said, "I hope the Create students enjoyed this jam-packed trip to Bristol. I know they were able to try out some newly bought handheld scanning equipment, which allowed them to take experimental photographs, as well as documenting work for their personal projects."
Street lighting to be dimmed to save money. A 12-month countywide trial to dim street lights across Devon in a bid to save money has been approved by councillors. Lights will be dimmed to 40%, though this does not include main roads. This comes after a small-scale pilot scheme of 550 street lights took place in Abbots Kurzweil, King's Kurzweil, Holcombe and Sidmouth. Devon County Council, DCC, first introduced part-night street lighting in residential areas in 2009. As well as part-night lighting of residential street lights, the rollout of LED lighting and dimming of street lights on main roads has successfully reduced energy use, carbon emissions and costs while keeping the public safe, DCC has said. Devon street lights used around 12 million kilowatts of electricity in 2023-24, compared to around 31 million kilowatts in 2015-16, which equates to an annual saving of £6 million. In market towns, lights will be dimmed to 40% output from 8:30 p.m. until midnight, then switched off from midnight to 5:30 a.m., with 40% output from 5:30 a.m. to 6:30 a.m. Whereas rural areas will see residential street lights dimmed to 40% from 7 p.m. to midnight, switched off from midnight to 5:30 a.m. with 40% output again from 5:30 a.m. to 6:30 a.m. Councillor Stuart Hughes, Cabinet Member for Highways Management, said, "Over the last decade, our street lighting team has focused on reducing energy usage while keeping the public safe. I'd like to thank them for their efforts in this area. They've done a sterling job, but there's an opportunity to do more for further carbon reductions and cost savings."
Lifesaver Sue springs into action at supermarket. Lifesaver Sue Hutchings has been in action again, this time saving the life of a shopper at a supermarket. Sue, from Bovey Tracy, is half of the husband and wife team who run free defibrillator sessions in the community. Sue, who was a sports coach at Bovey Tracy Primary School, put her training into action and has saved at least two lives. 4 years ago, she saved the life of friend Andy Hannon when he collapsed during a football match by performing resuscitation and using the defibrillator. Now, just a few weeks ago, when Sue was at Sainsbury's in the Willows at Torquay, her expertise and quick thinking were needed again. Proud daughter Lauren Rowe explained, "A man collapsed at the tills and Mum sprang into action without hesitation. She performed CPR and delivered a shock with the defibrillator, keeping him alive long enough for the ambulance and the air ambulance to arrive. Thanks to her quick thinking and skill, he made it to the hospital for the care he so desperately needed. And we have heard that he survived. How incredible is that?" Lauren described her mum as the local hero. Alongside her latest actions, Sue has also made it into a national women's magazine. This month's Woman at Home magazine features a series of inspirational women, which includes Sue as an everyday hero.
A cancer support charity is several thousand pounds better off this Christmas thanks to the generosity of Austin's. Two events, the Summer Solstice and Glamorous Circus Beauty Evenings, were hosted by the Cosmetics and Beauty Department at the Newton Abbott Department Store and raised a grand total of £2,000 for Macmillan Cancer Support. "Both were a great success," said Sharon Lobley from Austin's. "With over 500 customers attending the Glamorous Circus event, it was the most successful to date. We have to thank the generosity of everyone involved, and through ticket sales and raffles, we were able to raise this amazing amount. The cheque was presented to Macmillan representatives last week, and the store is already planning more fantastic beauty evenings for next year."
Legal delay puts new homes scheme in peril. A fresh legal challenge could delay the building of 100 new homes in the centre of Newton Abbott. Conservation campaigners who want Tonbridge Council to think again about knocking down a building in Bradley Lane have given the council notice of a judicial review. The scheme involves knocking down the old mill building, but has been criticised by objectors who say it is cultural vandalism. Now, conservation campaign group Save Britain's Heritage, SAVE, has lodged the legal challenge. One of the buildings on the site is Vicarage Mill, known locally as the Lorna Building. It was home to a paper mill in the 1700s, but has been rebuilt a number of times since. It is now empty and has been badly vandalised. The council says it costs hundreds of thousands of pounds every year just to maintain it. The redevelopment would be funded with £2.4 million from the government's Future High Streets Fund, money left over after the council decided earlier this year to axe a planned town centre cinema scheme. There has already been one intervention from the Historic Buildings and Places Organisation, formerly known as the Ancient Monuments Society. It said it had deep concern over the demolition of architecturally characterful buildings on a site where milling dates back to the 13th century. Councillor David Palethorpe told the council's executive committee, "Bradley Lane remains pivotal to Newton Abbott's regeneration and to addressing the essential housing and infrastructure needs for the future of the town. However, we have received a letter from SAVE, a judicial review, which is currently with our legal department." He said the government money had to be spent by the deadline early next year. Councillor Palethorpe said not meeting the spending deadline would put the entire project in jeopardy. SAVE has been contacted for comment.